Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on the first day of November 2022. First day of November. How about that? It is 13 minutes past the hour, 24 days away from Thanksgiving, 56 degrees, cloudy skies here in Marion. Hope everybody had a great Halloween last night. Safe and happy celebration of that particular event. Well, let's start here with the fruitcake toss. Do we have any updates on the fruitcake toss? If we do, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I think I was sitting in the dark there for a second. Last night, I changed the overhead light in my office here. Had been out for a long time. You know, it's a big process. You have to unscrew the globe and change the light and get on a ladder to do it. And I just hadn't done it for a while because I had an office lamp in here and everything was okay. Well, yesterday I had thought, I'm going to change this thing. And I did. And I had the overhead light on there for the first hour. And I thought, well, you know, it's after 9 o'clock. I can turn that off. And here I was basically sitting in the dark. I couldn't even read my paperwork. So I had to turn back on the desk lamp here. But the fruitcake toss is coming up December 15th at 7 p.m. So we've got 32 people, and I don't have the full list in front of me, but some of the names in this, Sarah, Judy Cressup. Sarah's bringing three other people who ride the bus, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker. By the way, if anybody knows how to contact Ralph Thacker, please do that. I don't know if he knows if he's in it yet. I have not seen him. Glenn Coble, Brandon, Linda, Terry, Sean, myself, Adam, Angie, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown from the police station, Fire Chief Deem or somebody from the fire station, Dr. Davis, James Anderson, the naturalist, Ted Jolliffe, former Mayor Kellogg, and Jeannie Evers, one of Linda's friends is in this, so it's a growing list of people. Now, my question is, do we have any updates on the fruitcake toss today? Because there are a lot of phone calls being put into people to be nominated to be in the fruitcake toss. Then we got Don O'Bower in this, last year's champion. But we had, I think Jim Jordan's office has been called. Governor DeWine's office has been called, Colleen Marshall, Jim Ganahl, I think George Kasotis, I think Ray Grogan, and I think Mayor Schertzer, but I don't know what the status of that is. Also, if you would like to nominate somebody, feel free to do that. You can nominate anybody, as long as they know when it is and where it is and they can show up, they are more than welcome. Bob Welsh is in this competition. 740-751-4038, and Bob will be presenting or providing the plaque to the winner that night, the Claxton Fruitcake, the certificate proclaiming you the 2022 Fruitcake Toss Champion, and you will get some kind of meal that night. I don't know if it'll be a pizza or what it'll be, but you will get some kind of a meal. So would anybody like to nominate anybody? And by the way, as I said, at the top of the show this morning, there are people who are regulars on this show, like former Governor Strickland and the Warren G. Harding impersonator and Ted Williams, and I don't think anybody has formally nominated any of those people. Now, of those three, if anybody formally nominates them, I will try to contact them and see if they can participate in the event. Because I have those three people's contact information. But that's where we stand. So if anybody would like to formally nominate any of those people or anybody else, could be anybody. Maybe somebody from the hospital, maybe one of these school superintendents. It doesn't matter. Could be anybody. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. Any updates on the fruitcake toss, or does anybody want to nominate anybody for the fruitcake toss? You can nominate yourself. You can nominate your mother, your father, your child, your sister, uncle, cousin, whatever. Your mailman, your post office, the guy who comes and delivers your mail, whatever they call them anymore. Guess it could be a woman, too. Postwoman? Is that what it would be? All right, 740-751-4038. Has anybody seen any Christmas commercials yet this morning? I know a couple radio stations here in Ohio have already flipped over to 24/7 Christmas music as of yesterday, which apparently was a big story for whatever reason. But now that Halloween's over, as I said, all those displays in the stores will come down that were celebrating the Halloween event. And now we will get Christmas, because we skip right over Thanksgiving. You know, it's only a 24-day season. That's probably why. We don't skip over Thanksgiving. We like Thanksgiving. We all celebrate it, I think. But they got to start selling that Christmas stuff. 740-751-4038. Any updates on the fruitcake toss, or any thoughts on the fruitcake toss at this point? 740-751-4038. December 15th, 7:10 p.m. Oh, and there was also a question yesterday, or several questions. I didn't get to this. What should we do for Christmas music at the fruitcake toss? What food should we serve at the fruitcake toss? Does anybody have any ideas on that? We never really got to it. Now, we're looking for something cheap and easy. Because, you know, it's not going to be a meal at 7 o'clock at night. But something just easy that people will like to eat. You know, kind of simple, something most people like. I don't know. What would that be? Does anybody have any thoughts for the fruitcake toss? 740-751-4038. Or music. How should we do the music? Does anybody know a good solo performer? Or a choir? Or somebody who might perform that night? We certainly would love to have a little Christmas music there during the fruitcake toss. And I think... Oh, and I tell you, I saw some costumes yesterday. And our old friend, Pat Henry, who listens to the station... I don't know if Pat's out there listening this morning. But Pat dressed up as Colonel Sanders. And what a good costume that was. You know, Pat's got the... kind of the Colonel Sanders look, but when he puts the full outfit on, the white suit and the old tie, what kind of tie was that Colonel Sanders wore? It really decks out the costume. So that was really good to see. So Pat, if you're out there listening, what a great costume that was. You know, and we found Trish again this morning, so now the only other question remains. Roger, I think about a week ago, found that he could still get us on his tablet, and now I have not heard from Roger in some time. So, Roger, if you're out there listening, give us a buzz. You know, I know Roger was kind of intermittent listening to the station. And Scott, we haven't heard from Scott in a long time. I hope he's doing well. It'd be good to hear from him. So there you go. That's the rundown. Any information on anything or anything you'd be interested in talking about, we'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anything interest you in the elections coming up next Tuesday? You know, I'm looking at the Marion Star online here this morning. Talks about why J.D. Vance is crucial to GOP U.S. Senate hopes. Well, there's that. Now, is anybody tired of the J.D. Vance, Ryan commercials? You know, the football throwing and all that. I mean, how many times have I seen commercials for these two. I mean, this has almost been a constant. What do people think of these commercials? Do they help you pick who you're going to vote for? When you see those footballs flying at people and the televisions, the J.D. Vance, Ryan commercials, does anybody even pay attention to them? Let me know. 740-751-4038. I've hardly seen any for the governor's race. I'm sure there are some out there, and I have seen... I think I've seen one for Sprague, for treasurer. I don't think I've seen any for the mayor. Does anybody have any thoughts on the mayor? You know, we've talked about this throughout the campaign season, and now here we are a week away. You know, our mayor is running for state treasurer. Now, I believe this is the first time he's ever actually run by himself for a state office. Now, he's running for an office that Mary Ellen Withrow won several times, but does anybody think the mayor's going to win? Well, what's the feeling on that? Do you think the mayor's going to win Marion County? You know, there's a lot of talk about that. Do you think he can carry Marion County? Do you think he's done enough to become the treasurer of the state? Because it's certainly going to have impact on us if he does become treasurer of the state, because he does have 1 year left on his term as mayor. So the Democratic Party would have to fill that position for 1 year before the next election. But if he loses, will he finish out his term as mayor? Will he come back and do the year? Where would he go? Would he run again in a year? Because he would almost have to start campaigning right away, because if he lost next Tuesday night, his re-election for mayor would be next year. So I don't know. Do people feel the mayor's done a lot? I hear a lot of people talking about this, but I don't know that we've talked about it a whole lot on the air. You know, we got a sitting mayor here running for state office. Does anybody got any opinion on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you don't have to hold back anything, and you don't have to give your name. I just think it's interesting. I don't know, can't remember the last time we had somebody local running for a state office, let alone the mayor of the city. And I don't know if people think that he has done enough to become the state treasurer. Now, certainly, if you look at the polls, not looking good for Nan Whaley in her gubernatorial race. And I don't know, you know, the commissioner race, that's really anybody's game, because we don't have polls here locally saying how that's going to go, or the fire levy. But does anybody have any predictions or thoughts on this particular election coming up a week away from today? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Somebody has to have some kind of opinion on these races, because heaven knows we've seen the Tim Ryan, J.D. Vance commercials constantly. Our mayor is running. I don't know what's going to happen with the mayor. It'd be interesting to know. Just a thought. You know, heaven knows we all could be wrong. I don't know. I really have no idea. I know what the polls say, so I guess we just have to go with that. And then we have the local race with Dr. Davis and Kathy Masters. Now, a lot of money has been put into this local race. I see a lot of billboards around town. Isn't that interesting? You know, it's been a while since I've seen this many billboards for political candidates. And I see a lot of ads online for the local candidates. I find that kind of fascinating. 740-751-4038. I know a lot of people don't like to talk politics, and I understand that, but we are a week away from the election, so I certainly think it's something that might be worth talking about. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on anything. I know you do, and I know a lot of people just don't like to And again, you don't have to give your name, but you don't like to talk about it on the air. I get that. But it's just an interesting topic of conversation. And I don't think, you know, here's what I always feel about the thing. You could vote for the mayor and still think maybe he didn't do enough to become state treasurer. You know, I don't know that people's opinions necessarily reflect who they vote for. You know, we did the Jim Jordan ad earlier on this morning, and I still don't understand that. If you're just tuning in, I'm just going to touch back on this. I got the Jim Jordan flyer in the mail yesterday. I'm waiting for some other flyers. But one of the things on here, and it has nothing to do with his politics, it just says Jim Jordan is a fiscal conservative leading by example, tightening his belt and returning over $3 million of unspent office funds. Now, I'm not, I guess I don't understand that, because yesterday we looked at his offices and he has four offices, three in Ohio and one in Washington. And I don't know, how much money do people get to work on offices? I mean, he's got four offices and he still gave back $3 million in unspent office funds. Now, how many extra paper clips and paper and machines could you have? Or is that staffing? And then I said the picture on the other side I think is interesting. It's Jim, you know, looking like a normal guy with a button-up shirt tucked into his jeans, but he's standing leaning up against the back of a pickup truck, and there's a guy there dressed in all camouflage holding he's kind of gripping this rifle. Now, it doesn't say anything about gun rights on here, but I think that's an interesting picture to put out there. Anybody got any thoughts on the old Jim Jordan ad? And again, you can like Jim Jordan. I'm just curious. Does anybody have any explanation where this $3 million of unspent office funds could have been spent? Or how much money do these people get to operate offices? You know, if they gave me $3 million to operate an office, man, I'd have a hopping office. That's for sure. And I don't know about the guy in the camouflage. Good for him that he got in the ad. Did anybody else get this ad yesterday? 740-751-4038. Don't be quiet until we play the Family Feud and we can have a discussion about this. 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour, November 1st. And as I like to remind people, 24 days from Thanksgiving. Now, don't you think we all should be a little nicer and thankful this year? Nicer and thankful. Nicer and thankful. That's what we need. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. Those are the questions on the table. Well, we can go back to our Family Feud again. What do we have here? What places do you usually need a tour guide? Well, this is the long-term question here. We've got museum, historical site, zoo, safari, and we've still got one answer left. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what it is? This has been a tough category. I don't know. It is a place that you would need a tour guide. It's the number two answer on the list. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? What place do you normally need a tour guide? Museum, historical site. What word did I just say? Historical site, zoo, and safari. What's that final answer? 740-751-4038. All right, here comes a call. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say the Treasury, or where they meant the money, whatever that place is called.
You know, not the Treasury, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not the Treasury, but a good guess. What places do you usually need a tour guide? One answer left. Museum, historical society, zoo, and safari. What is the missing answer? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can figure it all out here. 740-751-4038. A place you would need a tour guide. 27 minutes left in this hour. You know, I'm tempted to give a hint on this, but to be honest, it's the second guess on the list. The second answer. I don't know. 740-751-4038. We'll see if anybody gets it. What places do you need a tour guide? Now, we've knocked out four of these. Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. But still have one hanging in there. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say when they do those bus tours, like the actors' houses and stuff.
Not a bus tour, but a good guess. No bus tours on the list. A place where you would need a tour guide. One answer left. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? Boy, oh boy. What could this be? Hanging over our heads for more than a week now. What is this final answer? What places do you need a tour guide? That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Well, let's try a foreign country when you're sightseeing or in a city. Some people have tour guides that take them around.
That's true. Not a tour guide and not a foreign country or a city. Good guesses, though. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Well, we lost that caller. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What places do you usually need a tour guide? If that was you, if the line keeps ringing, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So try back in. 740-751-4038. What places do you normally need a tour guide? Go ahead, caller.
How about the White House?
Not the White House. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
White House is a good guess, but not particularly on, not on this particular list, I guess is what we would say. What places do you normally need a tour guide? Museum, historical society. Why can I not say that word? Historical site, zoo, safari. One answer left. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. Is anybody going to sneak in here and get this right? You know, I don't know. What places do you need a tour guide? Museum, historical society. You know what might be screwing this up is that, if I say that, it's going to give away the answer. I know that. So I'm going to let this ride a little longer and see if anybody slides in here and gets it. A place you'd need a tour guide, 740-751-4038. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. A place you'd need a tour guide. Boy, this is a hang-up question, to be sure. Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. Hey, I got historical site that right that time. 740-751-4038. First day of November 2022. And one answer left, and it's the number two answer on the list, which is what's funny to me, because a historical site, zoo, and safari all fall below this answer. but we still don't have it, oddly enough. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, what about a factory?
Not a factory, but that's a good guess.
I can barely hear you on my cell phone.
Oh, really? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, well, I have to strain to hear you.
Okay, let me see if I can adjust the sound here. All right, we will... Well, I don't know. I wonder if the sound... Is anybody else having trouble hearing me through the telephone when you call in? If you are, let me know. I'll see if I can work a little magic here. You know, I can flip off a switch at the drop of a hat here. 740-751-4038. What places do you need a tour guide? Museum, historical site, zoo, safari. Now, I'll tell you, we've had a lot of good guesses, but not the right guess. That's what we need. 740-751-4038. Well, I guess you got to think where you would need a tour guide. Isn't that interesting? The long hang up. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead. Military base.
Not a military base. Now, are you hearing me okay through the phone?
Yes, fine.
Okay. Well, Trish, if you're out there, maybe your cell phone got turned down somehow. But there we go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A place you would need a tour guide. Museum, historical site, zoo, safari. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to try Fort Knox. I don't even know if you can go there.
I don't know if you can go there. Not Fort Knox, but a good guess. You know, if you did go to Fort Knox, you probably would need a tour guide. Why not? Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. One answer left. A place you would need a tour guide. Or if you want to add something to the fruitcake toss, you can give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you can hear me typing. 740-751-4038. That is the question. What places do you usually need a tour guide? The problem is, if I give you a hint on this one, it is going to give it away immediately. Then we'll be rolling on to our next question. The next question's interesting. You know, I don't know. I'm going to hold out a little bit longer before I give a hint on this one. But let's see what happens. What place do you normally need a tour guide? We got a museum. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a hint. We got museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. Now, this could be considered a museum. Even though museum is on the list, this place could be considered a museum. This place that you would need a tour guide. Now, I don't know if that's throwing people off here this morning. That museum is on the list at number one. But, I don't know. Maybe that's what's throwing people off. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to try art gallery.
That is it. Art gallery. Exactly right. Can you believe...
I thought of that before, but I thought museum, they would be... connected to be the same.
Well, that's okay. What I wondered. I wondered if that was throwing people off, because museum is on the list, but so is art gallery.
Yeah, because I just figured that would take care of it. Okay.
All right, thank you. Yep, that is the rundown. What do you usually need, a place you usually need a tour guide? It was a museum, art gallery, historical site, Zoo and Safari. So now we can put that one in the back of our brain. Go on to the next category here. All right. Let's see what we got. 42 minutes past the hour. Name a winter sport. Five answers left. Name a winter sport. We got, I think five answers here. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. You know, usually right off the bat, we're flooded with a lot of good answers when it comes to a question like this. Name a winter sport. Five of them on this particular list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hockey.
Hockey. Number one on the list. You got it. Hockey clocks in at number one on our list this morning. Name a winter sport. A winter sport. What would that be? Hockey, number one on the list. 740-751-4038. Name a winter sport. Four to go. Hockey was number one. What are the other four? Go ahead, caller.
Skiing.
Skiing's number two. You got it. Okay. Skiing number two on the list here this morning. Hockey and skiing. Both make appearances on our list. Name a winter sport. Hockey, skiing, and three left to go. 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about snowmobile?
Let's see here. Not snowmobile, but one very close.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks.
Keep thinking. Not a snowmobile, but one very close on the list, to be sure. Name a winter sport. Hockey, skiing, and three left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. There is one close to snowmobiling. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say sledding. I don't know if that's a sport or not, but I think some places have sledding.
Well, I'll tell you, bobsledding is on the list, so we'll go along with that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Whatever they do, Alaska, I think they sled races.
Yeah, bobsledding is there. We got it. All right, bobsledding shows up on the list at number five. So there we've got bobsledding. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Well, I think we got disconnected from our caller there. If that was you, remember, if the phone line's just ringing, means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. Hockey, skiing, and bobsledding we've got. Two answers left to go. Name a winter sport. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about ice skating?
Figure skating. Absolutely. Number four on the list. You got it.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Yep, figure skating shows up on the list at number four. So now we're down to one answer. We're doing pretty well with this category. Name a winter sport. Hockey, skiing, figure skating, bob sledding. One answer left to go. All right, let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say ice fishing.
Not ice fishing, but not a bad guess.
Okay.
Not ice fishing, but certainly not a bad guess here on the big rock clock today here, November the 1st, kicking off the holiday. This is the official kickoff to the holiday season here this morning. You'll find all these radio stations today playing Christmas music. Name a winter sport. One left. Hockey, skiing, figure skating, bobsledding. One left. 740-751-4038. 13 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. What is the final answer? And again, if you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss, we've got 32 people in there, I believe, now. And it's ready to go. December 15th, Thursday night, December 15th at 7 p.m. 740-751-4038. Hockey, skiing, figure skating, bobsledding. What's the final? And you know what? It's the middle answer on the list. It's number three on this list of five. The one that we do not have. 12 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Who is going to come up with this? 740-751-4038. Hockey, skiing, figure skating, bobsledding. What's the number three answer? 740-751-4038. Now, we've done well with the other four here, name a winter sport, but the middle one eludes us, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding. You got it. Number three on the list. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Snowboarding was number three on the list, and we have got it. All right. Well, maybe this person's got it as well. Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, yep, we just got it.
We just got it. Snowboarding. Thanks. Now, I'll tell you what. We've got 10 minutes left to go. Let's start a new category. Let's see just how smart it is. You have to get an answer every 2 minutes here. So be quick on the dial here. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? 10 minutes left to go, five answers. You got to get one every 2 minutes. But not a hard category. 740-751-4038. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Go ahead, caller.
Popcorn.
Popcorn, of course, number one. Go ahead, caller. Well, we lost that caller. If that was you, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. Popcorn, number one on the list. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Popcorn was number one. What else do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Milk duds.
Candy, I think, is all looped here together. So, yep, number four. Okay. All candy, I think, was kind of put together on this list, and it's number four on the list. So we've got popcorn and we've got candy. But we still have three other answers to go here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, my phone's not wanting to cooperate.
I thought you
and I haven't been able to get you in all morning.
I thought
it's driving me nuts not knowing what you're talking about.
Oh, and let me tell you, you've missed a humdinger of a show. I know. We've went through three Family Feud questions. Trish has showed back up. Phones have been ringing off the hook. We're talking about the fruitcake toss. I mean, it's been a heck of a morning.
Wow. So are you guys working on any Family Feud right now?
We are. So I'll toss it out to you because you might get one here. What snacks do you usually take to the movies, but popcorn and candy are already gone?
Oh, okay. Popcorn, candy, I'm going to say soda pop?
No pop on the list, interestingly enough.
Oh, well. it's nice talking to you.
Well, if you think of another answer in 8 minutes, call back in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, a little non-cooperation with the phone this morning on the bus, but at least she called in to say hello. You know, she's having withdrawals from this show. this show will cause withdrawals if you don't listen every morning. It's like caffeine. This show's like caffeine. What snacks do you take to the movies? Popcorn and candy is where we're at here. Go ahead, caller.
The soft pretzels?
No soft pretzels on the list. No soft pretzels on the list here today. Three answers left to go. Are we going to get them? 7 minutes. Well, I thought we'd get these, to be honest. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? We've got popcorn and we have got candy. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Three answers left to go. Must be a low internet here in Marion this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know. Do they still have hot dogs?
No hot dogs, but not a bad guess. No hot dogs on the list, but certainly not a bad guess. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Popcorn and candy on the list. Still three left to go here. 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. We've done pretty well. I think we've gotten through 1, 2, 3 other Family Feud categories this morning. And now we're into our fourth one. One day we'll start giving away prizes for these again. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Popcorn and candy. Still three left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All righty. Well, maybe none of us have been to the movies in a long time. I know it's been a long time since I've been to the movies. I couldn't tell you the last time I was at a movie theater. 55 minutes past the hour, which that will tell you just how up-to-date on the movies I am. Never was much of a movie watcher. Every so often, but, you know, not something I certainly do every day. Go ahead, caller.
I'll take potato chips.
You know, chips are on the list at number 3. You've got it. Chips show up at number 3 on the list. Chips at number 3. Well, still 2 to go here. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? We've got popcorn, chips, and candy. Still 2 left to go. Are we going to get them in the next about 4.5 minutes here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4 minute warning here. 2 minutes left to go. We're going to have to get an answer every 2 minutes here. To finish this category out, popcorn, chips, and candy. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll say cookies or those little cakes.
No cookies or cakes. No cookies or cakes on this particular list, unfortunately. All right, go ahead, caller.
Slushy?
No slushy. No slushy on the list today. Well, 2 answers left in about a little over 3 minutes here. Well, just about 3 minutes. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? 3 minutes left to go. 2 answers, 3 minutes. That means 90 seconds per answer. 740-751-4038. Snacks you eat at the movies. We got popcorn, we've got chips, and we have got candy. 2 left to go. What do you eat at the movies? Snacks you eat at the movies. November 1st, 2022. 1-4-0-3-8. And again, Fruitcake Toss coming up December 15th, 7 p.m. It's going to be a humdinger. 32 people already in. And if anybody would like to nominate anybody, let me know here. Go ahead, caller.
Nachos.
Number 2 on the list. You have got it. Well, now we're down to one answer and 2 minutes. 2 minute warning. One answer left to go. We've got nachos. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Who's going to get the final answer? Popcorn, nachos, chips, candies. One answer left to go. What is it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Let's see what you got. Does anybody know? You know, tomorrow morning, maybe I'll have something interesting to talk about. More interesting than this morning. Can you imagine? I can't imagine. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? 1 minute. Is anybody going to get the final answer? I don't know. Oh, my goodness. We got popcorn, nachos, chips, and candy. What snacks do you usually eat at the movie? One answer left. 740-751-4038. Is anybody going to get it? I don't think we're going to get it. We're about down to 30 seconds here. We've got popcorn, nachos, chips, and candy. Well, here probably will come our final guess. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
It couldn't be cotton candy, could it?
Not cotton candy. Good guess, though. Not cotton candy, unfortunately, today. Well, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow because it is my time to say goodbye. Scott Spears for this date, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than
yes.
men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes it's just long, straight long. And she could look $1 million better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Well, I... That's one thing. You know, I